Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. As we wrap up another week, let's dive into a roundup of industry developments shaping Australia's financial services landscape. Kicking off the discussion, the rising tide of insurance premiums is causing concern. Under the leadership of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, together with the Insurance Council of Australia, pleas have been made for urgent reforms. Soaring premiums are reportedly pushing small to medium-sized enterprises, including your local beauty parlors, into a corner, forcing them to compromise on insurance cover or let it go altogether. The proposed reforms include removal of insurance taxes, a comprehensive review of small business insurance costs, and the creation of a national body for insurance guidance. So if you are running a small business, be proactive. Compare insurance policies, implement risk management practices, and stay connected with industry groups to protect your business effectively. Not so far behind, a new policy by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority has set the local real estate buzzing. Effective February 2026, the policy restricts banks to issuing no more than 20% of new loans with a high debt-to-income ratio of 6 or more. This is essentially APRA's plan to curb high-risk lending and continue a proactive approach towards the recent surge in housing prices. Time to tighten your belts, as this suggests we might be in for minimal policy easing in the coming months, and possibly even interest hikes to keep inflation in check. Turning our gaze to superannuation, Australia's financial regulators, APRA and ASIC, urge super funds to stay prepared for what they refer to as an incoming retiree wave. Over the next decade, there's reportedly going to be an influx of 2.5 million retirees, prompting a strategic shift from wealth accumulation to effective retirement income delivery. Despite a steady growth in the sector and hefty contributions, the challenge lies in ensuring the financial well-being of retirees. Super funds are, therefore, advised to extend beyond accumulation and develop suitable products and services for income delivery in retirement. Lastly, let's not forget the role of global markets in our domestic financial conditions. A fitting reminder comes from Penelope Smith, head of the International Department at the Reserve Bank of Australia, who recently underscored the importance of a global perspective in financial decision-making. While the domestic cash rate remains crucial, it isn't the sole player in the financing costs arena. So there you have it, a snapshot of the week in industry news. Remember, informed decisions are smart decisions. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more industry news and advice. I'm Paige Estrotori, and as always, thank you for tuning in to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Stay safe and informed, Australia.